because he gathers it down at the cotton gin where his dad and the other farmers drink coffee. "I got better things to do than this," I tell Cal, "like eat. My stomach's been growling all the time now because I haven't had a decent meal since Mom left a few days ago. Not that she cooked much lately since she was getting ready for that stupid contest. But I miss the fried catfish and barbecued dinners she brought home from the Bolarama Cafe where she works." "Oh, come on, Toby," Cal begs. "He'll probably move out tomorrow, and we'll never get another chance." "He's just some fat kid. Heck, Malcolm Clifton probably has him beat hands down." Malcolm's mom claims he's big-boned, not fat. But we've seen him pack away 6 jumbo burgers. I sigh real big like my dad does when he looks at my report card filled with C's. "Okay," I say, "but I'm only waiting 10 more minutes. After that, I'm splitting." Cal grins that stupid grin with his black tooth showing. He likes to brag that he got his black tooth playing football, but I know the real story. His sister, Kate, socked him good when he scratched up her Carole King album. Cal says he was sick of hearing "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman" every stinking day of his life.
It's clear that Toby's going to be our narrator. He seems to have a good sense of humor, like how he describes the sideshow act in the small trailer as the big event. But he also sounds kind of negative about Antler and life in general. He's not happy about his mom's trip to Nashville, Tennessee. He says she's competing there in a country music contest. You'd think he'd be excited for her, but he complains about her being gone and calls the contest stupid. I'm guessing that we'll find out more about Toby's mom and the people of Antler as the book continues. Let's keep reading on the top of page 6. It begins, "Scarlett Stalling walks toward the line."